It's Lunar New Year, which means a nonstop celebration over several days filled with food, gift-giving, fireworks, and family. Well, for the second straight year, coronavirus restrictions have put a damper on celebrations throughout the world, including China, where hundreds of millions of people hope to make the annual journey home to reunite with their families. KQED's Chloe Veltman takes us to San Francisco, which typically hosts one of the country's oldest and largest Chinese New Year parades. And this year will be different.
When I met Donna Ng a few days before last year's Chinese New Year parade, she said nothing was going to keep her away from celebrating on the streets with her community, not even a mysterious disease. What a difference a year makes.
We obviously did not know how bad the coronavirus was.
When we caught up via video chat this week, Ng tells me she's been mostly housebound in San Francisco, taking care of her 93-year-old mother. She's seen her property management business plummet.
There's been tons of vacancies and I can't fill them. It's been hard.
And she says she's really going to miss the annual Chinese New Year parade. It's been cancelled this time because of the pandemic. So this year, Ng's all about keeping the traditions going at home.
Getting the fresh flowers, buying the oranges, the fresh chicken, preparing their home baos.
That's the small red paper envelopes filled with money that people give as gifts at New Year and special occasions. She also plans to tune in to the annual broadcast special.
It's time to celebrate the Year of the Ox.
We know that everyone would love to come out to watch the lion dances, the dragon dances, the dancers, hear the firecrackers and stuff like that. Unfortunately, we just felt it would be irresponsible of us to actually hold a live performance this year.
Parade organizer William G says his team decided to cancel the 2021 parade late last summer after consulting with city health officials. But he says it's still important to help the community feel connected to traditions. So for the first time, the TV special will attempt to translate elements from what would have been the live parade to the screen, like a video appearance by this year's Grand Marshal.
Bay Area native John Chu is known for directing Crazy Rich Asians.
But there are ways to experience the Year of the Ox outdoors, like visiting the 11 beautifully painted life-size ox sculptures scattered around the city. They're all different. I meet local artist Monique Zhang by her creation outside City Hall. Zhang's ox is bright yellow and orange with cute little heart-shaped flowers adorning its cheeks.
Most of people think it's a forceful beast, but actually, in nature, it's a very gentle giant.
Zhang says the ox represents hard work, patience, honesty, qualities everyone could use right now.
You know, people are so much afraid of each other now because we can't see where the virus is. But I think it's only the heart within yourself that you can generate fearlessness.
Chinese people in the Bay Area have been hit hard this past year. They've been a target of xenophobic rhetoric and attacks, including against the elderly. And things have been bad for business too. According to San Francisco's Chinatown Community Development Center, small Chinese-owned businesses usually make 30% of their annual revenue in the lead-up to the New Year celebrations, so they'll be taking a major hit this year. That's why longtime fan Donna Ng says it's especially important for people to feel a sense of community pride right now.
You still have to try to think normal, do things normally as best as you can.
Ng says she and her mom just got the COVID vaccine, so she's looking forward to checking out the ox sculptures and hoping the parade will return to San Francisco city streets next year. For Here and Now, I'm Chloe Veltman.